check the other day. We still have about 198 blocks to go. It's right. Falling off.
Unusual, but this, I look at this.
Yeah.
Only time
you
ever going to get
that's right. No, I guess only time. That's true. Especially in America. All right. We are on Halacha Hey. Halacha Vav. Okay, here too, the Kavanoki divides of this mission into two. On a Tiyus Vat Lui, Mitzvah and Tok Beis, so we said you need to have 10 saplings in a base in order to plow it right up to Erev Rosh Hashanah. So the gourds join up to make the shear of Netios, meaning 10. Even if you have 10 gourds altogether, you can plow the entire Beisah until Rosh Hashanah. Now, let's go to the Gemara. Vushu and Atios Rabos Adluin. This is, as long as there's a majority of the Kointanakama, has to be a majority of Netios. Meaning six Netios and four gourds. Rechina Breda Rav Hillel boy, Rechina Breda Rav Hillel, however, stated, Lo Mistabra the Dlas Yavonis. It seems this is only talking about a Greek Dlas. Now, in this case, means that the Greek gourd is an overly large gourd. We have it in Kilaim already. So here it's talking about, specifically in the case of a Greek gourd, not in the case of any other gourd. Says, well, wait a minute. Hosi Raimon, or Raimon asking this, what time did we learn in Braisa? Shlosha Kishuin, or Shlosha Dlui environment, a Tias Mitzdarfin. Even three regular squashes, and three gourds, and four saplings, they all joined together, Choshen Kol Beis, I'll be showing you, and he couldn't plow the entire Beis for them. And clearly, the three regular squashes are not Las Yavonis, they're not Greek gourds, right? Lo Asio, it should be Lo Asio Da Elo. The law here is a contraction. The law al seifa. This is only going on the seifa. That which Rabbi Chanina Braid Rabbi Hillel said that it's a Greek gourd is going on the seifa. Meaning Rabbi Shingam Leo Mer Asarad Luni Beisah Chorshim Lehen Kol Beisah Rosh Hashanah. Where Shingam Leo said that even if you have 10 gourds exclusively without any other type of tree, you can plow into Rosh Hashanah. Aleh, on that, Rabbi Chanina Braid Rabbi Hillel boy, on that he said, Lo Mistabra Bidlas Yavonis. It doesn't make sense to say this, except by Greek gourds, because Greek gourds are larger, and therefore they're tantamount to saplings. And getting back to the mission now. Ademos Hainikronatios, to what stage are they called saplings? Rabbi Lozzi Ben Azari Omer, Achi Yechulu, until they become, I want to say profane, but that's not a good word in this case. You know, till they're deconsecrated, right? Which Kumar is going to ask, is that during the fourth year when they're ready allowed to eat, or during the fifth year after they're no longer require chilul, right, when they're no longer netar revai? So which is, Kumar is going to ask that. Rabbi Shua Omer, Ba'al Sheva Shem, Rabbi Shua says they're saplings for the first 7 years of their existence. Akiva Omer, Netios, Kishma, is like the name implies, it's only during the first year, not subsequently. Ilan Shenigmam, a tree which was cut down to its stump, Voticha leafed, and then it regrew. Mitafach lamata, if it's lower than a tefach, then can, if it was cut lower than a tefach, then it's called a netia when it regrows. Mitafach was cut higher than a tefach, then Ilan, it's still considered to be like a tree, and it doesn't have the kulos, even Rabbi Shimon, all this going according to Rabbi Shimon. Mao Shechulu, what does Shechulu mean? So I mean Achivta until they're redeemable, which is in the fourth year, or Achiasuchul Melan until they become Chulin on their own, which is in the fifth year. Rabbi Abba Yaakov Shem Rabbi Yochan said, Kini Mastisan is the way to read our Mishnah, Achiasuchulin Melan until they become Chulin on their own accord. We ask the Karebi, this is going like Rebbe, Tan Rebbe Omer, Afa Bisham Rubinos Chamesh Beno Shesh Beno Sheva. You have Rabbi Shua? Okay, so Rabbi Shua said, according to Rabbi Shua, so even though they said that it could be, that trees can become adults, so to speak, and leave the parameters of saplings when they're 5, 6, or 7, it doesn't mean that it's three, these statements are arguing each other, whether it's 5, 6, or 7. It'll be found him rather by grapevines, which mature early, it's 5 years. Betanim by figs, which mature later, it's 6 years. Bezaisim, which mature even later, knows Sheva, it's 7 years. Because that may, so the mice we see that the minimum age at which they become mature is 5, which is after the 4 of Netar Revai or Kerem Revai. Vai! Avon and Chamya! Don't we see other Mervisa to Teinosa, a tree of Teina, Asya of a Peire, comes with fruit in an earlier stage? right? Even a Rebesa means a young sapling, relatively young. You don't have to wait that long, 6 years. Says Maran Rabbi Yehuda by Tarfon Ovie. But it doesn't get thick. The trunk doesn't get properly thick until it's 6 years old. Okay, mitafa lamata ki natiya. That what you said, that if it's you cut it within the top of the ground, it's like a natiya. They both said the same thing. I should point out, it's not exactly the same thing. There's one is midrash and one is midrabanan. Rabbi Shimon is in our mission. He says that if it's below, if it was cut within a tenth of the ground, when it grows again, it's in a tia. So that means you can plow it up to over Rosh Hashanah, which is the kula d'oraisa. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who's quoted here, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman's story about din d'rabanan, which is the name Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Agoyim is karma pachas mitefach. If you cut your vineyard within a tef of the ground, chai borla, but only mipnei marasayin, only because of marasayin, because it looks like it's a new tree. The verachomim chacham say it's not chayiv in orla achilum mimaris until you cut a flush with the ground. Then such a stump, when it regrows, is chayiv in orla, but not if you cut it within a tef on the ground. At that point, it's not chayiv in orla. Okay, end with the first parak. Second parak. It's considerably easier than kilayim, I think. You get that impression?
It definitely is.
Yes. I think we'll say a question beside that love and Erish Bees.
There's going to be some sort of
trap
later on.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there is, but I think we'll say a question beside that love and Erish Bees. Until when can you plow a wheat field, Erev Shemitah? Until its moisture evaporates. Kozman, which is, according to Tanakama here, it seems, Kozman Shibnei Odom Choshim Lita Mikshos Yidlos, as long as people are accustomed to planting it by squash and by pumpkins. No, not irrigation. No, this is talking about a rain-fed field. We're going to talk about an irrigated field in the Gemara. There are different parameters. Rav Shimon Asata Torah Kol Echad Vechad Biyodo. Each person can decide that on his end, on his own. You know, when it's suitable time for himself. Ela Besada Love and our parents Pesach. We give exact times by a grain field. It's until Pesach. We Besada Elon, where by an orchard it's at Teres until Shulis, as mentioned previous parak. Says more Matano Lecha, who's the Tano who says that the shear has to do with moisture. Raimeri, it's Raimer. That's more of Raimer, could be Shammai, is Raimer like be Shammai? Well, actually, this is a statement which we're going to ask on in a minute. Raimer could be Shammai, is Rishirin could be Silver. Raimer was like be Shammai, who in the first parak said that the shear is way back to the beginning of the Masechta, last night. He said that the shear is Kol Zman Sheyofel LePeri, as long as it's good for the fruit, which is a subjective shear. And Beis Hillel was one who gave an objective shear, the shear of Shavuos. So let's say Beis Shammai is Reimer is Beis Shammai, Shimon is the Beis Hillel, because he also gives an objective shear, so Pesach. So ask the more of a Chena, Sina, Masnitin, is this we look where Gmishta goes? In other words, this way we set up a Mishta? Reimer is Beis Shammai, we never like making any Tanagolic Beis Shammai if we can avoid it. El Rameir Kabishna Rishona, rather this is the way to learn. Rameir is like the Mishnah Rishona, which prior to the time they were Matir Tosefa Shvias, so you have to pay attention to the when the moisture would no longer provide the sustenance for that year. Rabbi Shimon Kabishna Achrona, Rabbi Shimon is going like Rabbi Gamliel, that they uprooted Tosefa Shvias, so therefore they can go until Pesach. You don't have to pay attention to what's going on in the field and possibly stop earlier. Says more of that. I don't like that either. The Chena Asiyah Masizin, that's where you learn a Mishnah. Rameir Kamishna Rishonah, Rameir Rishim Kamishna Achronah. The two Tanoim argue whether we all like Mishnah Rishonah, Mishnah Achronah, like before or after the Takona. That doesn't make any sense. Either they both lived after the Takona was made or both lived before the Takona was made.
Who's Rav Shimon, by the way?
Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon is always Rav Shimon.
So he was much later than Rameir.
No, they were contemporaries.
They were?
Yeah, they both
came in
Rabbi Akiva. Yeah. Ella, Rameir Shnove Machlokas. Rameir learned that it really our Mishnah is Chisuri Mechzer. It's missing a lot of stuff in our Mishnah. This is the way it's supposed to be learned. Both the Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta and Mishnah here. Rameir Shnove Machlokas. Rameh learned that there's a machlokas beisil beishamai about the shurim, that beishamai said subjective, beisil said subjective. Rabbi Shimon Shinoa Kedivri HaKol. Rabbi Shimon in both Mishnahs learned that there's no machlokas, that both beishamai and beisil agree that it's for Pesach by Yisod the Lovan and Shavuos by Yisod the Ilon. Have a Montana Mel Sai Khoshin I saw the air Halloween Air Shvi.
According to
Rabbi Shimon,
what's machlokas
Bisham Basil? There is none. He learned there was no machlokas. It was a mistake. So who's the Tara says that Amos and Khoshin started loving Air Shvi's with all the accompanying machlokas of Bisham and Basil, Rabbi Meir. But I'm Rabbi Shimon, but according to Rabbi Shimon, the Rakol says everybody agrees that it goes to Shvus. Cause Machabri Adam Khoshim as long as people plow for the moisture. Lo sof tover v'sheyeshlo miksho mudle. This is not just talking about where he has he himself has squashes or gourds. Elafilu ein lo. Do you have ein lo? Well, I don't think so. What do you have? Okay, so yeah, so it's elafilu ein lo, even if he doesn't have, me'achar shebnei odam, since other individuals are seemingly tami kshos miklos, they're still, literally means few, going to, but here means they're still involved in their mikshos miklos, so that's considered to be a sign that everybody can still plow at that time for any of their grain-like things which are growing. Okay? Alright, Shimon, no sata v'chule. Why is it all subjective? Because according to Rabbi Shimon's Tainer and Meir, Zeromer kolo leichot shali. This guy says my moisture is finished. Zeromer lo kolo leichot shali. And this guy says my moisture is not finished. So then everybody's going to have different shurim. Elo, therefore, in order to make things uniform, we said in general, we saw the leaven out of Pesach, in a grain field, so until Pesach, we saw the ilan out of Teres, and in a orchard, it's until Shavuos. Ma'avin sada leaven and sada ilan. What's the between sada leaven and sada ilan? Sada leaven, Idei Shavuos ilan has a little bit of a difficult passage here. A grain field. Aidei shuasi lazara betchila. What this line means is not exactly that it means literally. Literally means, but because it's you're eventually going to plant it. But here what it means is, we know that your intent is to plow it for an eventual planting during Shemitah. Why? Because tzarich shetei rova lecha kayem is in order to, for a plowed field to grow, you need to have a generous amount of moisture. And you're not going to have any more generous amount of moisture anymore this year, right? So the generous amount of moisture is only going to come next rainy season, next year. So therefore, clearly intent is to plow it right now in order to prepare it for Shemitah, and that's why we forbid it. But I saw the Elon, she couldn't do a mikvah. You're not going to replant during Shemitah, right? Because it's an orchard. You don't plant from year to year. Therefore, you're not looking for the next year's rains in order to make it grow, and therefore your intent is not to raise a crop for Shemitah. Rather, your intent is now to, for whatever purpose, to plow for the positive presence of the tree right now. What? Implies to rain. That's what the difference. The intent is there. Right, exactly. But it seems at least. Okay, says the Mishnah further. Halacha Beis. Now, here he divides it into two. Mezablin. First, the beginning part of Mishnah, you can fertilize, margin, you can hoe, nikshos midlos by squash, by pumpkins, ad Rosh Hashanah up to Rosh Hashanah. V'chein beveis ha-shalchin, and so too in an irrigated field. One can plow until Rosh Hashanah, because it allows the irrigation to distribute more evenly, even for what's growing now, and not just what's going to grow in the future. Miyablin. These are various different things one does with the tree. Shemar will explain to remove warts, mevakin to remove something else, mavkin to make it a belt, mashnin to get to smoke it. All these things do at Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Shemar afnotel se ala mina eshko b'shiris. You'll have to take the leaves off the clusters in order to make them grow larger. You even have to do that during Shemitah. Okay, the Gemara is going to explain all these things. Malach Roshlein. Excuse me. What about to plow for the things mentioned in our Mishnah, right? The mikshos and miklos. Is it just to hoe and to fertilize, or also to plow? So Tani, we learn kos manchad muter lulachrosh. As long as you're allowed to plow, you're allowed lizabel to fertilize out there and to hoe. Which from this we deduce, from ain at muter lachrosh, you're no longer allowed to plow. Then ain at muter, you know, not allowed lulizabel. Not to fertilize, blow out there, not to hoe. Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Masnisa Amar Kain, have a price, this effect, explicitly. Mizablin, you can put on fertilizer. Imagine you can hoe. Nikshol Samid Los, buy pumpkins and gourds at Rosh Hashanah. The Chain, Beis HaShalchin, and so too by any other field which is watered by rainwater. The Tani Lo, we learned
I think Beis HaShalchin.
I forget which one's Beis HaShalchin and which is Beis HaBaal. One of them is irrigated, one of them is rainwater. I think Beis HaBaal is rainwater.
Beis HaShalchin for sure is irrigated.
Beis HaBaal is irrigated. Okay, so that's what it is here. So irrigated. Second parak, second Mishnah.
This hasn't provided much.
Okay, so they can do mamish up to Rosh Hashanah, and the reason for that is that it needs a lot of work to keep it going because it doesn't have natural red water. The Tani Law, we learned about this question, Beis HaShalchin, Rosh Hashanah, you can hoe a Beis HaShalchin until Rosh Hashanah. Tani, we learned Rabbi Yomer, Alif Ne Rosh Hashanah Shol Shchadashim. You have to stop 3 months before 3 months before Rosh Hashanah. Shloshi Yomi? That's a big difference.
Yeah, it is.
Shloshi Yomi makes much more sense.
Shloshi Yomi doesn't make any sense.
Makes no sense, yeah. Kadesh Yisra, enough time to plant, v'yashish, and for it to take root, v'yita, or plant trees, v'yashish, and for them to take root. Ask the Gemara. No. Okay. As for Avelu Osim Shroshim L'Shloshi Yomim. So according to your gear, so it would be Bitmiya. Do these things produce roots in 3 days? But according to my gear, so here, which I see brings down the Chazanish support, it's the gear says they do make roots in 3 days.
So why wait
3 months, right? So Rabbi, I may leave not leave Nei Rosh Hashanah. So it says more. No, Rabbi said about different case. Rabbi, I may leave Nei Rosh Hashanah Shlosha Chadoshim. You know why? Kadesh, we're talking about rice. And Kadesh Yisra Ores. The process of rice is first you planted it, v'yashish, and it took root, and then you uprooted it and distributed it more widely. So and then v'ita Ores v'yashish, you plant it again, and it has to take root again. So a process of growing. Uprooting and replanting until it grows again, that takes 3 months. And on that it says that you should plant 3 months before Rosh Hashanah, specifically going on rice. What it is, yeah, but we tend to believe that it's rice and not Milo, which is the other millet or Milo, whatever it is. Okay, Miyablin. We had in the Mishnah. We don't know what it is yet. That you can do till Rosh Hashanah. What is that? What? You don't have the word miyablin? It's a header.
Afkin osim avak. Or the words before that. After you said v'yashrish.
Yeah.
Afterwards of v'yashrish, it says ma'vir nesi yavolas.
No, okay. So that's miyablin. Then my vineyard is supposed to remove reward from the tree. They shall have mefarkin, which is ba'alin. You take off the dry leaves. Ma'avkin, that's, what does that mean? Oslo avak, you make it a gartel. You make it a belt. Avak is a belt in Aramaic. You make it an avak.
And it's not dust.
No, it's not dust. Because that's where the next one. Ma'ashnin is masnina lo, you smoke it. The dust is used in order to smoke, in order to get out the worms. Tani, we learned mechavkin. Well, we're talking about trees here.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. Tani, we learned mechavnin. You can be mechavain, direct, umitzadid, and go sideways. What does that mean? Mechavnin means mechavnin law. you attach to it like another tree to guide it to grow straight up towards the sky. Mitzadidin, what does the sign mean? Chevraya omrin, the chevra said, Osin lo dukran, you make it like a sharp peg, but on an angle, so that the tree, instead of going up, goes sideways. Rabbi Dos says you put a stone on the branch to hang the branch down, and then, of course, the branch goes sideways as well. Be that as it may, what we see here clearly is that our Mishnah is talking about all cases where it's malacha, which can be done right after Rosh Hashanah, because they're advantageous to the tree. Okay. Tani, we learned mivatrin umishamtim. Now, this story about Erev Shemitah again, but we're doing this something which we had in Kilayim, where trees are planted too close together, so you remove one of them in order for the rest of them to grow properly. So you do it right at the Rosh Hashanah. Kini Masni is the way to read the Brisa. Mevatri, the verb mevatri is used by grapevines. Mishamtin, and the word replace is used by kanim, is used by reeds. Malkum shenogu levatu shamish kone machag. You should know there are even places where they permit you to remove the trees where it's too tight, where there's not enough room, on Sukkos on Shemitah before Sukkos. Mevatri mishamtin, in those places where malkum shenogu levatu shamish kone machag, mevatri shamish kone machag. Now, why are we permitted before Sukkos? The car looks like you're fixing your tree during Shemitah. Why would you permit it before Sukkos?
It's a good question.
Yeah, what is this little answer? What does it look like you're doing?
Well, it looks like, of course, you're preparing for Shemitah. The question is why you...
No, that would be Osir. Why is it Mutter?
That's what I understand.
Yes, you do. You're going to kick yourself.
Okay.
Because what does it look like you're collecting the wood for?
I don't know.
For schach.
That's what
it
looks like you're correcting.
Yeah. He doesn't say that, in all fairness, down here. But that's what makes it mutter, because it doesn't look like you're making your field more suitable. It looks like you're collecting schach. Because you should know this is true, because even la'achar chag, even after Sukkos, right? Mevachim shamtin la'achar chag. If it's a place where the minik is to do it after Yontif, you can even do it after Yontif. Okay, it doesn't, as long, and there, of course, you're using it, what would you be collecting the wood for there?
After the
chag? Yeah. Not for schach anymore, but rather for construction. Or construction. He says construction purposes. Okay, where are we inside?
We are the beginning of the line.
When you're allowed to prune trees in this manner on Shvius, to actually harvest logs, so Vamin of Kakumal, you can only cut from above the first knot on the tree, because it looks like clearly you're not doing it in order to improve your field, but rather, in fact, to harvest the trees. Okay? To harvest the timber. Rabbi Yaakov Barach, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chaina, B'Shem Rabbi Chamil, Chamil, Rabbi Rabbi Yoshi, all they agreed to disagree with Rabbi Yirmiyah, to disagree with Rabbi Shimon. And they said, whenever you cut down a tree during Shemitah, what's the permissible situations, so you're allowed to cut even the roots which come up together with it. In other words, you're allowed to completely cut it down for whatever purpose you're cutting it down. Rabbi Shimon says, you can even take, we said in the Mishnah, you can take, I forgot what he says, 1 minute. Noitlos olim in ashko b'shvius. We have to take the leaves off the clusters of grapes on Shemitah. Mechav v'shit say to Rabbi Shimon. This is a contradiction. Rabbi Shimon, she's in another place. Tanina Taman. We learned over there. Lasos memarsi beores b'shvius. You're allowed to mix the water in the rice paddy around the rice on Shemitah in order to make it muddy because it's beneficial. Avolom mekaschin. But you're not allowed to take off leaves from the rice plants in order for them to grow better. Rabbi Shimon. Here Rabbi Shimon says it's okay. Says Marshanyu, it's different. Hacha shumatu kamatu minat leika. Over there, or rather, I should say by us, then it's not going to cause it to grow better. Rather, it's like saving it from the detrimental effect of the grapes being covered by the leaves. So that's okay during Shemitah. Over there, by muddying the waters of the rice paddy, it makes the rice grow better. Does it just remove an impediment for its normal growth, but it makes the rice grow better. And now it's make something grow better during Shemitah. Okay? Obviously not. You just cause them not to be impeded to grow, but you're not giving any additional spurt of growth. That's what we're saying. Okay.
Come on, just saying that leaves. There's a difference between leaves when they're green and when they're getting old.
Maybe, but yeah, when they're getting old, though, it's called different malacha. It's not called this malacha of whatever we called it. So again, it depends what. Yeah, the way I learned it's the case of whether you're being maser monea. You're taking away the impediments for growth, as opposed to promoting growth. That's all the same idea. Okay. Okay, now we're going back to the Mishnah. What line of the Mishnah we have to?
We are in the...
So it's Misakli? Sixth line of the Mishnah. Misakli and add Rosh Hashanah. You'll have to clear your field of stones until Rosh Hashanah. Mikar Samim, you're allowed to cut the dry branches off the tree. Mizardin, you're allowed to cut small, moist branches in order that the tree should grow better. And Fasin, you're allowed to cut off all the branches, which is a severe remedy which sometimes they employ to fight tree disease, during Ad Rosh Hashanah, up till Shemitah's Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yeshua Meir, it's going to make an ambiguous statement. Whatever these parameters which occur to Zirut and Pisul pruning. So whatever prayer is applied when it's the 50 year going to the 60, which means everything is mutter. Kachshos teaches so to the 60 going to the 70 year, it's mutter as well. Rabbi Yeshua Meir calls man shani rashai b'avodas ha'ilan rashai ani pisul. As long as I'm allowed to work a tree, you know, until, you know, hoary old age, I can, not hoary old age, talking about Erev Shemitah, not as long as he had the capacity to do it. But as long as he's allowed to work a tree, so then on Erev Shemitah he's allowed to, well, I shouldn't say Erev Shemitah. You know what, the Gemara's going to talk about it, well, I'm not going to get involved. The Gemara's going to explain exactly what he means. As long as you're allowed to work it, you're allowed to also to prune it. We learned over there. Hamasakilas esadeu. So he removes stones from his field. Noitales al yonas. He's allowed to take off even the top stones as long as he leaves the ones which are on the ground. He's allowed to, even during Shemitah, we learned. Yet here it says you're only allowed to take out stones till Shemitah. So Vikoa Marachani says the exact opposite contradiction. So it says, I'm Rabbi. Oh, do you know where we are? Went back to the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda said, Khan, which in the Yerushalmi very often means Sham, there it's Betolush. It's where the stones are severed from the ground. So I can take the upper ones as long as I leave the lower ones. Khan, which here does mean Khan, from Mechubar, it's where it's connected and they have that type of work, which is more straight, more difficult to only permit on an Erev Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Rabbi Shua Merk is Yerudah Bechule. In my Gemara, they introduced headers. If you know Yerushalmi till now, there very rarely is a header. You know, so this Gemara introduced headers. Am Rabbi Yosef said, Havin Sarvin Meimar. We are taught to say, or I mean it was, Rabbi Shimek Rabbi Shua Bekirsum. That Rabbi, just like Rabbi Yoshua allows Kirsum, even during Shemitah itself, meaning, I was right. That Rabbi Yeshua allows kirsum even during Shemitah, and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shimon agrees with him. Binun trei ta'enim, and Tanoim. And these two, there are only two opinions by Gerson, one which permits it, Tanakam, which permits it until Rosh Hashanah, and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yossi, who say it's permitted even past Rosh Hashanah. Midatani, as we, because we learned, so it says, however, since we learned Midatani Misakli and Ad Rosh Hashanah, since we learned you can only do in the Tanakama statement, they can only remove stones from field to Rosh Hashanah, because we can only do these types of pruning, Mephiz and Mizardim, Fasad Rosh Hashanah, Kir Rabbonon, that's Rabbonon Shita. Rabbi Shua Mer, because you will keep Sulo Shachamishis, Vilchen Shalshis. Shua says no. Could even go to the next year, just like you have Chamir, the 15th and 6th year goes to the next year. Hare Klosa Tanoinin. And from this we deduce that since Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shimon have different statements, so therefore it must be three different Tanoim. Misaki Rosh Hashanah, Mikaris meaning Misarim and Paslid. So therefore, when it says that you can have stone into Rosh Hashanah, and you can do this very style, and then it's a pruning on Rosh Hashanah, Kirabana. Right, Shua Mer, Kizuda, Betzula, Shal Shmir, Chamishis, Ken, Shal Shishis, just like in the 50th year, and go into the 60th year, so to the 6th year, can go in the 7th year, Vafili Yerzim, Mikana, Kim, Dulis, Mulach, Shrin, Shmit, itself. Rav Shimon Amer calls this very, very machmir, cause my chani mutter rashai b'avod is ilan, as long as I can work my trees. Rashani b'sulo, I can do the pruning, but that's only v'hainu ad atzeres up to shvuas, and no longer period. He slows the tosef shvuas even by trees. Okay, aloha gimel. Now again, this one's divided into mizamin asenatios. Mizamin means you can anoint them with oil, which has bad smell. What do you think bad smell oil does? Keeps away the insects, the worms here, it says. The korach lesan, and you can insulate your garments. I mean your garments. Insulate your tree with garments. V'kod mimosav, you can cut off the tips of the trees in order they should grow taller. Vos them batim, you can make for them houses with shade in order they should grow properly. It shouldn't be too hot in the hot, hot sun. Umashkasami, you can give them to drink.
But that's if one's the operative term. But now we're saying both are operative.
What? Right? Yeah, no, well, yeah. Giving them a drink means you can give them water. Water your plants, but the Rashi says only through the foliage, not at the roots. Okay, normally when you water a plant, you water at the roots. Here you can only water the foliage. Okay? And then what I was going to say, because of Shinri. You do a Shinri. So it says, I Rosh Hashanah, you can do the Rosh Hashanah. The Lord of Rabbi Tzadok says, oh, actually, it's this the Tana who says it, not Rabbanon, sorry. The Lord of Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Av Mashke, who is Sanopish Vies Avalo, you can only give the water to the foliage, not to the primary component of the plant. Okay, further. Going to the Gemara. Go skip down to the Gemara. Is it on the same page? Masnisa the Rabbi. This mission is like Rebbe. Baran Krabbanan, because it says you have to stop Erev Shemitah. Baran Krabbanan, but according to Rabbanan, Avila Shemitah, you can even do the Zium, which means to cover it with oil in order to get out the worms during Shemitah itself. The Tana we learn, Nizamin, you can rub oil on it, Mitalin. You know the place?
You
have it now?
Mizamin, Batalin.
You started with Mizamin.
Yeah, but I think it's repeated in his Gemara now.
I guess it was the head over here.
Okay. The Tanya, Mizam, he has. Do you have the Tanya?
No.
Read me the Gemara according to you.
Mizam and Sanatias.
Yeah.
Masni de Rebbe.
Yeah.
Rabbanan, Mizam and Matanya de Shvias.
Okay, so he has a whole extra thing here, right. Barak Rabbanan, Filu Bishvias. You can even do it on Shemitah. De Tanya. As we learned in a Brisa, Mizamin, you can do the zium, which means to wrap it with this bad oil. Metalin, you can remove worms. Bishvius on Shemitah. Aval lobemoy, but not on cholamoy. By the way, why not on cholamoy?
It's commands the one, but it's a secondary
stage. Yeah. What kind of love starts on cholamoy?
But it's not coming to
Tircha Yisera.
That's not
I think which has a lot of tircha. But in any event, and Shemitah tircha is mutter, it's just on Chol HaMoed tircha is also. Right? So you can do all this stuff on Shemitah, even though you can't do it on Chol HaMoed. The Kama Kad, but in both cases, both on Yom Kippur and on Chol HaMoed, Eim Gazmin, which means you cannot cut the tree in order for it to grow better, with that which is called Komin in their Mishnah. But you know what you can't cut down during Shemitah, even during Shemitah? Those parts of your tree which are stretching over Shisarabim, and literally people see them and they're impeding upon the progress of people in Shisarabim.
Okay?
No, it's your wood. You cone it when you take it down. You're using your fire, whatever. Rabbi Yassi said, Ravina asked for query the following query. What's in the tree of Mizayim, which is mutter, and to make it a house, which is also? And he responded, Mizayim in a look of the Moshe of Shomer. To put oils in it is like putting a watchman on it to make sure no worms get there. Whereas bias, osolo tel, it makes it a shade, and the shade is obviously beneficial for some trees, because they lamach most and it grows because of the shade, and we want to avoid giving you that advantage during Shemitah.
Okay.
The difference is helping it positively grow versus preventing.
Yeah, the way it's called in Hebrew, although we didn't have it here, the way it's called moy cotton, is that ukme lana mutar avru lana osir. To sustain the tree is permitted. To make the tree better is forbidden. Okay? Says we're going on further. Tanina to Tamotinim, we looked over there. Hamavakeh b'zayis. Somebody who's splitting or cutting an olive tree to use for wood. Lo yechape b'ofor. So in that case, he shouldn't... the place where he cut, you know, the limb off the tree, he shouldn't fix it with dirt. All he can use is straw and stones. Why is that? Rabbi Yasa, Rabbi Avino, a boy, they asked the kasha mabin, kasha mabin. What difference does it make? You would use the whole plug up the gap. Says more kashin ain't no longer major shomer. Straw only prevents it getting worse. Whatever you cut off, in other words, it's not going to cause an infection, a chavis, whatever it is. However, afar, if you put dirt there on that place where the tree was cut, so then also latina makes blood, it makes mud there. For yigdel machmos, and the tree is going to grow as a result of the mud pack you put on it. So never put mud pack on a tree, or for that matter, any dirt which might become a mud pack. Okay, because that'll be avri lana, not ukme lana. Because to be healthy, it won't just sustain it. Rabbi Lezer Tzedek. Yeah, I have a header. Lezer Tzedek on Rukhli. Tanya, we learn. Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur Omer, Mishur Lezer and Shomu Neir Lezer and Shua, that Bisham mi Mashkeh Wal Anof, we said according to Hashem, you have to make a shim, you have to put the water on the foliage. So when you put the water on the foliage, it spills down to the roots. It could be either on the trunk or on the roots, or literally on the foliage or on the roots. It makes no difference. Since Yosher was making a shinui, so in the house of Rabbiane, Mashke Basala, they used to water the field through a basket. That was the shinui, to use a basket. Would give to drink in a basket. In other words, that was his shinui as well. First of all, he would put it in a basket, but besides that, he would be also. He brings down here.
In other words, payrolls, I don't love. Payrolls.
What?
Payrolls itself, in any year that they might grow. That's what I don't love. Payrolls itself, I don't love, right.
Vadar.
Payrolls itself, I don't love. I'm only taking myself. Peros itself out of.
Yeah, what he would do is like this. He would spill the water into the ground at a distance from where he needed it, and then he would make irrigation canals. That's either the hoeing, in order to get the water to go to the right place, because that was his shinui. That's more of a chimis kamin lavodas aretz. What?
Plowing?
No, the more
it's wasn't his intention, but it could, as a side benefit.
Yeah, but that since it was his kavan, it should be mutter. Either way, why do we answer it? So it says the more. What? Yeah, well, the more doesn't really answer that. Or just leaves it unanswered. But you're right, obviously it's a Marisain issue. We're slightly like Marisain. Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, in days of Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, have a mashkin dekliya. They used to water the pumpkins. Bimiknishta charet avichivarta with a new white broom. Knishta is a broom which gathers dirt. So they use it like a sponge, I guess, to sponge up the water. Yeah, it's usually made for that. What?
The mission originally was talking about all these activities before Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
That's what they're talking about. This is not during Shemitah itself.
Yeah, but this is during Shemitah.
This
last paragraph of Shemitah, look back in the mission, says, Av Mashkasan no Bishvias. This is the Shina which is allowed in order to water during Shemitah. Otherwise, this stuff is going to die. So this old stuff is mutter during Shemitah. It's just got to be the Shina. By the way, the broom, it's not to clean up the mess here. I'm just being facetious. Is that clear? The broom is to squeeze out the water. That's the way you irrigate your field in this case.
So you dunk it in a bucket.
Right, 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 right. Exactly, okay? It's a pretty big machinery, right? Okay. Says going back to the Mishnah. Go back to the Mishnah. Sachin is a pagan. See that, Mishnah?
Yeah.
Okay, that means you're allowed. Yeah. How long is this, Mizekla, by the way? Were you going to have to come on?
It's a while.
Yeah. The problem is that the next couple of Mizeklas, they have this Kabanaki, so you're going to have to put up with this. Because it is superior to the stipulated of the sun in two ways. First of all, the parish is much shorter. Secondly, I mean, the stipulus and the raise was a vast improvement on the Pnei Moshe and Radbaz, but this is even shorter. And besides that, the text is actually better because of all the emendations. It's actually easier to read. I mean, it reads almost like a Bavli with all its pleasure to read the text the way they amended it. 31. The next one is a big one. If you take a look, Trumas is really big. It's like 60 blot. So on that, I have this very fat Kabanaki. Yeah. Yeah. All right, getting back to the Mishnah. So, it's 2020 vision. Sarah is a pagan. You can you take unripe figs and you anoint them with oil in order to hasten the ripening process. You can pierce them and put oil into the holes out of Rosh Hashanah. What about it was unripe before Shemitah and Shemitah began? Or Shemitah which went out to after Shemitah. You're not allowed to anoint them in order to make holes in them and put the oil through the hole. Now, the chiddush here is that even though it's after Shemitah, and after Shemitah all malach should be mutter, nonetheless, in order that you should not forget that this fruit has the kedusha of Shemitah, because it started growing during Shemitah, so now you have to pierce it and put oil into it. Place where there's a common minhag to do sicha, you're not allowed to do sicha during Shemitah because it's avoida. But I guess it's not a common minhag, so then it would be permissible, I guess. It's not clear to me, but I believe that that's what he's saying. Here it is. In the case where the place of minhag was not to be sach, there's sachin. Hashem says, regardless, after Shemitah, it's all okay. You know why? Because at this point, all bets are off. You're allowed to do any work on the tree you want. Okay, back to the Gemara. Ona Tanina. We learn. Sochin as a pagan. You're allowed now to anoint the unripe fruit. Tied the very Rebbe. Ve'elam pagan erev shviz, because shenichlu shviz. These are these fruits are unripe figs from Erev Shemitah, which go into Shemitah, and the way the Kavanoki explains it, that means that, and then you're allowed even to oil them during Shemitah itself. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kehada devei Rabbi." Rabbi Yochanan said, "That's only going like Rabbi." Rabbi Eliezer Kamas Nisan. Our Mishnah is like Rabbi Eliezer, who says that so you're not allowed to do it during Shemitah itself, only up to Rosh Hashanah and no more. I'd like to Rabbi.
I'm sure if I'm reading that correctly.
Yeah, I read that wrong. Rabbi Yochanan called it the Beitari Bei Rebbe. We just learned it's time to Bei Rebbe that if it's if they were unripe, Erev Shemitah can oil them during Shemitah as well. So Rabbi Yochanan said like that, which Rebbe said. Rabbi Eliezer Kamasis, and that you can only oil them till Rosh Hashanah, not when Shemitah starts. I'll die to Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer, who said, learned our Mishnah Kipshuto, that's not Mutar and Erev Shemitah, it's only Mutar and Erev Shemitah, not in Shemitah itself. Loba Rabbi Yudah Elohim. Rabbi Yudah said, in a place where the minig is not to be Sach, you're allowed to be Sach even during Shemitah, so obviously he's Mekel. I'll die to Rabbi Yudah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, whoever said that their permissibility extends even to Shemitah itself, so then obviously you're allowed all places to oil during Shemitah, and that which Lobo Rabbi Yehuda Eloach, that which Rabbi Yehuda came and said, that's only a place where there was no minik to be sach normally, so that's only going to Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe that teaches us that Rabbi Yehuda is machmir. He qualifies that it's only mutter on Shemitah in the case which he permits, which is a case where it's a place they're not normally accustomed to do it in such a fashion. Okay, to be sach the pagan. Okay, Eloach Dal. Hey, no team. One's not allowed to plant a tree, nor to run a runner of a tree into the ground and bring it up another place, nor to graft the tree during Erev Shemitah, if it's less than 3 days for Rosh Hashanah. If he did it, yak or uprooted. Rabbi says only needs 3 days for Rosh Hashanah. Is that already took? What?
Kohar
kovash
means takes hold.
Yes. No. Means kohar kovash is what? In other words, it either works. The grafts either work within the first 3 days, or they never work. Okay. So really, you should have to check all the grafts to see if they worked or not. It's not 3 days, it's 2 weeks. But in any event, that probably will influence the amount of time that the tree has to grow before Shemitah begins. But it's 30 days, 14 days, or 3 days, depending on what year we use. Rabbi Elazar Chair, Rabbi Yisimin Zihimra said, Masi Sabistamar, my mission is only day about where you don't know. But if you know for sure that it took root already, then it's mutter, then you're allowed to sustain it even during Shemitah. I bet you don't have that header. See? Profound. Prophetic sports. Not even, it's in the coffee. Not even, what happens if you didn't uproot the tree like you're supposed to? Peros of mine, what's with the peros for the oven? Rabbi Bob, Rabbi Eli, Rabbi Yasimitsu, until they were sitting entire. Some days when Jews were allowed there. Asu the Kumei, on a case came in front of them. V'ore Rabbi Law said, if you kept the fruit of the tree up nonetheless, you shop Kupei Roysa, the fruit are forbidden, they have to be spilled out. Om Rabbi Bar Rabbi said, I wasn't counted among them in the Aliyah, meaning the second floor when they made this takona of when you can work to learn Shmi's and when not. So if I don't agree with you, I never heard if this is true or not. So they said, let's go outside and let's try and find something to learn. They came, went out and heard. Rabbi Yehuda was saying, Rabbi Lezer, you can't add on to Gzeira. I mean, you can't add on, the payers are also in the event. Rabbi Lezer, you can't add on to Gzeira. Okay?
So he was upset that he wasn't.
He was right. Because the Bilal wanted to ask for the Peros. And Emechachin say, Emechachin means that they didn't ask for the Peros. So the truth is not approved, but the evidence is okay.
Somewhere in Bavli where someone's up in the attic.
Yeah. This is a prevalent practice that's going to come back in Shavuos again. Yeah, that's what they used to make. They used to make their things.
So,
not so.
Yeah.
A bunch of them. Okay. We're going to come and cut some.
The reason is because the second floor is the coolest. That is the reason. The sun, it was configured. That even though it's the higher floor, it was, I think it's the way they faced it or something like that, it was the cooling room.
They didn't have central air in the old days. They only had room air conditioners. So they only put in the second floor.
But that's what happens also in Navi. You have it with...
Yeah, they have Aliyahs that rain from the
air.
He was upstairs, but that was for the bathroom.
No. That's what he did.
I don't think he was upstairs.
Well, that's where he's...
Was he? Oh, you're right. He was upstairs. When Ehud came, that's right.
That's the cool room.
Yeah. That's true. Aliyah's based on Makaret, Makaro, whatever it is there. Very good. That's right. Tanya Rabbi Yaakov, not a mace. That's a cool case. The guy planted improperly during Shemitah, and he died. God punished him. He got smitten down. But no, Mao shambled to the kaimo. Can the kid leave the tree intact? Right, Tanya Rabbi Yaakov, Abu the Bar Delaya. So he said, no, not a mace. The guy planted during Shemitah, dropped dead. But also the kaimo, the son is now allowed to keep it intact. I said, come on, don't remember the Echashah. Now, this is unintelligible unless you know a Mishnah in Trumos. The question is, when is it also? Why is it also, I should say? Is it also because now people are going to be afraid that he planted it? Or is it because people are going to realize 4 years from now, when he's eating fruit from this tree, which could or should have been Netta Revai, that he planted it? So if it's Mivneachashah, the whole Shiloh of whether you're allowed to keep it up or not, it's only going to be the opinion that we look at the here and now is Neach Hashad, immediate suspicion. Because then, it might be immediate suspicion, but people might know, well, the father kicked the bucket, and it's the son now in charge, so maybe it's okay. I have a commander named Monin, but according to me, it says we're afraid of 4 years hence. People, they're going to retroactively say it was planted in Shemitah, happened on Monin, and that would be his case also by son as well. And therefore, it'd be forbidden to leave, it would be forbidden to leave the tree standing. Okay, home stretch. Tanya, we learned. Echon anotea, echon amarvich. This is a little bit difficult, this Gemara. It doesn't matter when you plant or when you graft, that's be 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, before Hashanah. Now, when the last day of the year comes, also Hashanah Tmima, you get a whole year. What does it mean, a whole year? Vis-a-vis Orla. I didn't remember this. Maybe we saw this once before. But Orla doesn't go by calendar years, according to this. It goes by calendar years, not by birthdays. So if you have one day, the first year, that's already considered to be 1 year of growth. Right. And here we make it contingent. We say the fact that you got the 1 year, that allows you to make a mutar kaim shvitz. You'll have to leave them standing in shmitah. Baruch mishlosh, you don't leave them Rosh Hashanah. If it's more than 30 days to Rosh, less than 30 days to Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah tmima, then the entire 30 days taking root, then there's never any time for it to be considered a year vis-a-vis Arla. Also the kind of Shemitah, so you now have to leave it standing during Shemitah. Avul Amru, but they said, Peiros Natia Zu, the fruit of this sapling, Asura, are for prohibited, Ar Chamisha Besor Shvat, until the 15th day of Shvat. What? Why? My time. Rabbi Yasser Pesherim Rehagon said, Ushana, in a year. Much mamido. What are you learning from the word over year? Uva shana. I'm Rabbi Zira. Shol shana yelachem arin lo yechel. Uva shana. And the pasuk goes on in vashana revis. Read Arshan like this: for 3 years it should be an orel, it should not be eaten, and in the fourth year as well. How is there such a case? So the case is like this: you planted. Erev Rosh Hashanah. Well, let's make it a day ago. That's Erev Rosh Hashanah. Let's make it planted at Kaf Ches Elul. Okay, so that's 1 month. Then another Rosh Hashanah. That's 1 year, 2 years, and another Rosh Hashanah, 3 years. Ramatzoli, if you introduce instead of that, you say it's Tu B'Shvat. The year's over Tu B'Shvat. As there is such opinion, which our Gemara is going like. So then it would be Tu B'Shvat. Yeah. And then two. You still have to go beyond that. Okay? So, says Gemara, if you plant it before Rosh Hashanah, 3 months, I mean a month, 30 days. So then, you get 1 day in this year, that's enough. And then you have 2 more years, and it's mutter. You plant after Rosh Hashanah, or if it's dark, it's growing after Rosh Hashanah, then you're really going to have to go to Tu B'Shvat of the fourth year. Right, you're going to have to go to Tu B'Shvat of the fourth year. So you have 1 year. Right, you have to have three Tu B'Shvat. So it's Tu B'Shvat. Right, so instead of being mutter, even at Rosh Hashanah over here, right, which is 3 years from the time you planted it, you still have to wait till the next Tu B'Shvat. Okay.
You can't mix and match. You
need to be third Tu B'Shvat, which back fourth Tu B'Shvat.
First Rosh Hashanah, then go
to right, that's what we're saying here. No, you can't. And we learn out from the word uveshana, mean that sometimes it stretches all the way into the fourth year, the prohibition of Orla. Okay? And that which Tu B'Shvat is matirid is when you plant the 30 days for Rosh Hashanah. So then you get 1 day the first year, then you get 2 years, and then the third year only has to be till Tu B'Shvat. Okay? The 1 day before Rosh Hashanah joins with the last year until Tu B'Shvat. That works. Because that's less than 3 years, and that much of an advantage we give you. That's the most advantage you give to you. Well, you didn't plan it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So then, Yisachameh, let's come and see. Shana Shleima, Lo. In that case, we don't give him a whole year, right, before Rosh Hashanah. However, Tamar Achein, you're going to say that he has to wait till Tu B'Shvat of in the fourth year? No, in that case, it's sufficient to give him 3 calendar years. Not like we said before, right? Say before that he has to go till Tu B'Shvat of the fourth year, right? He would just give him 3 calendar years. 1, 2, 3, and that's sufficient. He doesn't have to go to Tu B'Shvat that year. Okay? Says the Gemara, the Amalei said, "Vinkini." If you're going to say like that, you go from day to day. So I feel not the Shloshimil Ner Shania, also Shloshimil Ner Rosh Hashanah. Then always go day for day. What about our Mishnah, which says it's only about 3 days for Rosh Hashanah? The last day of Rosh Hashanah is considered to be a whole year. Our Mishnah makes no sense. If it's always going to be birthdays, so you should never give any advantage. Says the Gemara, Maikadun, what's the result of this? And Ramana said, we came at Shomei Toshnosa Shal Elon, since it's in the final year of the tree, that's why we give it Mashim Shnoso. It completes the year, so to speak. In other words, we don't need a full 3 years because you hit. I mean, it's the Shver Svara, I don't fully understand it. But once you hit the right year, that's sufficient. And that's why if you began more than 30 days for Rosh Hashanah, it ends Tu B'Shvat of the third year. We don't have to go all the way to Rosh Hashanah.
Instead of looking at early, the beginning part, look at the end and say...
Right. He said... Yeah, it's in the third year. He calls it Tafasta Mua Tafasta. That's what he said. Right, that's enough. Right, in the sixth hour. Mixas Kishkula. Okay, that's enough for tonight, folks.